Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Don't forget, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight, everybody, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page, as well as on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining me right now, our number two is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge number two. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And you know, I was just sitting here thinking while I listened to the top of the hour news, there has been no rebuttal from Joe Biden or the Biden campaign about the Hunter emails being fake. No rebuttal at all. They've not claimed that any of the Hunter Biden emails were fake. I've not heard it. Have you?
No. In fact, I think that's very, very telling. Basically, Joe Biden's called it a smear campaign. He called Rudy Giuliani
garbage.
A henchman. Garbage. Mm-hmm. All this kind of stuff. But they're not refuting the actual emails. And I would think that they just don't want to get into maybe talking about specific emails and the specific content of it. So they're trying to just sort of gloss it over, hoping that their compatriots in the media are going to give them kind of a pass on this. But the inevitable thing, Captain, is President Trump facing off with Joe Biden in the debate in Nashville later tonight, and that is going to mean this is going to come up. How Joe Biden reacts to it is going to maybe determine how he really does with the voters in this election moving forward.
Yeah, and again, we mentioned this briefly. I'm going to mention it again because it needs to be brought out. Rudy Giuliani, who has the hard drive in his possession, I believe maybe not anymore. He may have given it to the FBI. I'm not sure. But he did say, I met with the police over the disgusting Hunter Biden photos. Those are the pornographic photos that a couple of them have appeared, but, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable what this guy was up to.
Well, it really is. Now, we've seen October surprises like this before. I mean, in other words, we could categorize this as such because it's October, here it comes. But as you recall, Captain, even back when George W. Bush was running for president, there was a very bad story about DUI, if I recall correctly, that came out right before the election. I remember then candidate George W. Bush going out and saying, there's a story out there. It's an accurate story, and he just met it head on. I think that was really key in how the voters saw him react to that story. Now, that's a different context and an entirely different issue, but Joe Biden, while trying to stonewall on this, I don't think the voters like that at all. The voters want to hear you talk about this and meet it head on and not just kind of pretend it doesn't exist or say this is just a smear campaign, when clearly, people who have gotten these emails evidently have been able to say, yes, these are legit emails. I've got emails that are listed on this hard drive, basically.
By the way, Iran is clearly interfering in our election on behalf of Joe Biden. They're trying to put Joe Biden over the top with the emails they put out there, especially the ones purported to be coming from the far-right group, the Proud Boys, warning that they'll come after you if you don't vote for President Trump. That came from Iran. It's now been linked. It's now out there. They are coming from Iran.
Well, exactly. And why would they do that? Well, let's get in the Wayback Machine, that great movie with Tom Cruise. Remember, what does Iran want? They want Biden to show them the money if he gets them to office. They want the Iran deal back as it was. They loved the $150 billion they got from the Obama administration. And, of course, they would want Donald Trump to lose the election.
Yep. And, of course, Dick Morris chimed up yesterday. He was on Newsmax TV several times. I happened to see him one time. He said the Biden email scandal is worse than Hillary Clinton's scandal in 2016. Well, I can agree with that.
Well, sure, because this also, according to the sources that we've been hearing from, Captain, whatever else is contained on this hard drive, it makes it look like a walk in the park. And this is bad stuff
yeah.
that we hear.
And we are actually hearing from real sources, real people doing real talking with real documentation, not like Hillary Clinton, where it was all hearsay.
Right, exactly right. Yes.
Yeah. And Steve is chiming in. I'll read this real quick. I think President Trump needs to make Americans aware of the Biden dirty dealings, but more importantly, he needs to emphasize what his administration has done to enhance the economy and create jobs and what will be done to get it back to where it was, even better than ever moving forward. Well, yep, absolutely.
Well, that's exactly right. We were talking about that a little bit last hour as well.
Yeah, we did.
And Steve is exactly right. You see, because the voters are going to be pretty upset about the idea of what Joe and Hunter had been up to. But at the same time, they also want to know how are their lives going to be made better, especially coming out of COVID, and the president can make a good case for that.
Yep, and hold that thought. And folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we continue to roll across the overnight airwaves here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I got more stuff to talk about here. By the way, MS-13, they're still in the news. We'll tell you how.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. This is one of my favorite segments of the whole night here because we're getting to tell you about Auto Glass America, and I've had first-hand experience with these folks, and boy, let me tell you, they are the real deal. There's gold waiting in that windshield there, folks. Give it an inspection today. If it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. That's right. You heard me correct. They'll handle your windshield needs. They'll give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. And Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required in the state of Florida. But from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Meantime, a premium quality windshield and $100 is yours when you mention me, the captain, and they come and replace your windshield. Now give them a call at 813-96 Glass. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. And just a minute here, I got some. Here we go. The crowd is going nuts. There we go. The crowd, all 37 people outside my window. There you go. Okay.
And it's still more than a Biden rally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me. I got more people outside my window right now, folks, than Biden ever will at a rally, ever. All right. Well, we're going to go to the telephone line right away because we've got James in Clearwater on the line. And good morning, James. What's on your mind?
Well, two quick questions. If a government official were to accuse a citizen of being guilty of a serious crime, even though that official knew all along that that citizen was innocent, wouldn't that official be a threat to the citizen's individual liberty and civil rights? And the second would be, if a government official were to generate money from a country that is making plans to defeat us militarily, wouldn't that official be a threat to national security?
Okay. Well,
if you had a chance to see this person later on today, personally, face and face? wouldn't you call him out on being both a threat to national security as well as personal liberty?
Okay, well, let's answer the question. Thanks, James. Okay, well, Kyle, I believe that person would be Joe Biden. I believe he is a threat to national security because he's been compromised. And we already know. And by the way, there was some fake news that came out last night. Let me establish something. Donald Trump has a bank account in China. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, he doesn't. No. Donald Trump has no bank account in China. Fake news, just a story that was thrown out there for the people to hear. Why? Because we've been talking about China in another sense regarding Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, right?
Well, sure, and that story isn't going away. It's got legs, as they say, even though it was essentially they tried to suppress it.
Okay, so back to what James said. Now, first of all, a politician can say almost anything they want to almost anybody, about anybody they want. And if they're standing in the Capitol Dome when they do it, they are exempt from anything they say and cannot be held liable. Did you know that?
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if they're out on the campaign trail, that's a different story. But when they're in D.C. and they're in their humble abode, they are exempt from anything and everything. They can lie through their teeth and you can't do a thing about it.
Well, exactly. But the idea, of course, as you were mentioning, Captain, being a threat to national security, Joe Biden, at least from what we know happened in Ukraine, when we have him on tape at the Council on Foreign Relations or something, talking about how he got the prosecutor fired.
Yep.
All of this starts to make perfect sense.
Now, how about graft? How about corruption? How about bribery? How about hush money? All of the above, which we now know that Joe Biden got, and by the way, there are several emails talking about the percentage that he got of what Hunter collected. In some cases, it was 10%. In some cases, it was 50%.
Yes, exactly. And I can't imagine any American who wouldn't want to know all the details of that and might be, you know, pretty angry that people are feathering their own nest. I mean, they understand that there are corrupt politicians. That's a given. But again, when the details come out, and especially at this important of a time where Joe Biden could become the president of the United States, they need to know if he can actually do the job without, you know, being compromised.
Well, mark my words, ladies and gentlemen, mark my words. Joe Biden, if he's pressured all night long by the president about Hunter, what did he know? When did he know it? Why did he say things that are not true, that are now been documented and proven that Joe Biden did not tell the truth, and just keep pounding that point before he answers any question from any moderator? Joe Biden is going to come unglued.
He may just come unglued. And the Biden camp right now is probably saying, why in the heck did we decide to move forward with another debate? Well, the answer is they need that debate. You know, I've heard some say, well, you know, there's no reason for him to go debate because they're so far ahead. But we know that's not true, and that's why they want that debate.
Now, let me move this along to something else because I teased this in the last segment. The Department of Justice prosecutors have now charged 127 suspected members of the violent group MS-13 with numerous felony charges. Now, here's the deal, folks. You're not being told about this. And this is part of what's going on in America. 70% of illegal aliens in federal jails right now have been convicted of non-immigration crimes. They've been convicted of things like murder, rape, kidnapping, terrorism. And of that 70% that's sitting in prison right now, 39% of them are members of gangs, some of which include MS-13.
That's exactly right. And this is something that one of the things that the Trump administration has been doing in trying to prosecute these kinds of cases. And it's staggering. And again, as you mentioned, non-immigration crimes. In other words, they weren't arrested for being in the country illegally. They came to the country illegally, and then they did a heinous crime. And that speaks volumes.
And we have another number that's shown up here. The offenders imprisoned by the Federal Bureau of Prisons and the U.S. Marshals Service confirms that 94% of the aliens jailed in 2019 were unlawfully present in the United States. In other words, they were all illegals.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So the question, it begs the question, you know, why can't we do something about illegal immigration?
And what does the Biden administration want to do about illegal immigration?
Well, I think they want more of an open border thing, don't they?
No, yeah. They want to make everybody legal that's illegal now.
Well, like an amnesty type of thing.
That's what want to do. What they want to do.
Because they think, and that's being a pander bear, by the way, that they think they're pandering to the Hispanic or Latino community primarily.
Well, they're not. No. They're not, because you asked Leo down in Miami, you asked Leo whether or not he wants somebody to go ahead of people that have been here waiting for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, whatever the case may be, to become citizens that came from countries where they were under communist rule, okay? You ask them how they feel about it. They don't want anybody going in front of them for any reason, and that's what this would do. And that's why the Latinos, one of the reasons why they're not supporting the Democrats.
Well, exactly. And, of course, they think they're pandering to the Latino community, but also, Captain, they're pandering to other communities as well, as people that find them, that believe themselves to be enlightened so much that, you know, any kind of immigration is bad, and in the sense that it should never be regulated, that kind of thing.
Now, we've got this mask mandate out there, which is pretty much a mandate in various, especially in the blue states and the blue cities. But we've got quite a lucrative business going here, and I would like to know who's investing in this, because listen to this one. The coronavirus mask market is going to reach $9 billion annually by the end of 2021. They're planning on keeping this thing going all of next year.
Yeah, I mean, of course, now we're seeing people in masks on TV commercials, but also if you go to the drugstore or, you know, you've got these little package masks, you know, this one is child size, this one is large, this one is such and such, and it's really, it's an industry now. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, America's aging bridges and roads and dams, of course, are deteriorating fast. What do you think they're deteriorating the fastest?
Where would that be?
Blue states.
Blue states. Well, I'm not surprised.
They're not taking care of their roads. And some of them have toll roads where they're not using the money on the toll road to take care of the toll road. They're using it to balance their freaking budget.
Yep.
Jeez. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, more in the program. You know, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. Unbelievable what's going on. And by the way, you folks in, oh gosh, I don't know, how's it working out for you in New York City with 20,000 restaurants closed and never coming back? How's that working out? What a bunch of morons. Keep electing the same people, you get the same results. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in North Carolina tonight on the eve of the second and final debate before Election Day. His chief of staff, Mark Meadows, appeared on Fox News and spoke about the latest talks regarding the COVID relief package.
Advancing this negotiation further and further to Nancy Pelosi's side of the ledger, when you look at $1.9 trillion, is Nancy Pelosi really going to tell the American people that I'm not going to send that relief to you just for political reasons? And I don't think our chances get better after election.
The CDC held a press conference Wednesday to discuss the latest on COVID-19. Jay Butler had the latest numbers.
The past week, we've seen nearly 60,000 cases a day on average, as well as...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the One Hour Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
You sure are. And by the way, as you know, we here in the Captain's America are ardently pro-life and support organizations that help women everywhere having real freedom of choice. And that includes making the choice not to end their pregnancy. Now, did you know an average of over 2,300 women in the United States every day choose to abort their pregnancy? And that number may be shocking, but even more so is that the majority of these women are making that decision in order to make somebody else happy. Well, Heartbeat International is one of those organizations doing what they can to give women options. And since 1971, they've developed a network of pro-life pregnancy resource centers all across the U.S. and around the world. Now, they provide call centers to counsel women having doubts about ending their pregnancy and going further to enable them to find other approaches to their life circumstances. They are, in fact, saving lives. And you can give them support by going to SaveABabyNow.com and consider a donation. Or if it's easier, you can call 800-999-7408. That's 800-999-7408. Heartbeat International, advancing life-affirming pregnancy help worldwide. Again, that website, SaveABabyNow.com. That's SaveABabyNow.com. Or give them a call at 800-999-7408 and help them any way you can. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we've got our friend Kathy in San Antonio on the line. I'm going to bring her on right now. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, sir. I'm pretty good. How's everybody out there?
We're doing fine. What's on your mind there, kiddo?
Well, sir, I know yesterday morning you and the professor talked about Google.
Yep.
I have been having an experience with Google myself. First of all, that's one of the ways that we try to get your show. Okay. Constantly, all this week, it is redirecting me to somewhere else every time I ask for you. Tonight, it took me 20 minutes and six tries. Okay. My son didn't believe me for months.
Uh-huh.
And he said, and it will talk to me. I will get mad at it, and I will tell it, you are not following my instructions. And it tells me, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just learning, and even in a different voice, in a younger voice.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it one night, it even gave me, it sounded like black and white movie shows for audio. And my son told me, he said, Mom, computers don't tell you that they're going to do one thing and do another unless they're working on becoming an AI.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I feel. It's at the point because it talks to me. It tells me, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm learning. Oh, and I redirect it over and over and over, and it doesn't give me the you until I'm about to throw it out the window.
Well, the thing of it is we have some Sam the hosts that are being blocked on different websites. I'm not the only one. It's, let's see, Charlie Kirk and Dr. Sebastian Gorka, the other two
I
can think of. But here's the deal. There's a way around it, and the way around it is by going directly to my website, and I gave you that information so your son can show you how to do that. And you just there's a 24/7 loop on there where it plays the current show on there around every 4 hours. It recycles, and then when the show comes on live, boom, I'm there live.
Okay, well, I just wanted everybody to be aware. I don't trust Google. I unplug it now. When I'm not using it, I actually unplug it, and it's crazy. It's like the rest of the world. What can you trust?
Yep. All right, well, Kathy, I want to thank you very much, and keep on listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
All righty.
All right, and Kathy brings up an interesting point again, Kyle, about Google, because Google is nobody's friend. They really aren't, and Denise and I have talked about this at length before. You and I have talked about this. People are going, well, what other search engine can we go to? Well, there are other search engines, but I got news for you. Google is not the big friendly, and by the way, they are being sued by the federal government, right?
Right, yeah, they're looking at antitrust, I think.
Oh, big time. And by the way, the state of Florida is involved in that, too. They're suing the state of Florida, against Google.
Yeah, and I think Kathy, she was talking about like a Google Home, where you can ask it questions, or you can ask it about the weather or connect you to a certain thing and so forth. So, yeah, that's really interesting story that she was saying. Yeah,
yeah, and don't ever do that. Just don't do it. That's just my thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, getting back to where we were, Steve is chiming in. Something about the debates having all the dirty dealings exposed this late in the voting cycle from what he's read. He says there's only 2 to 8% of the voters who have not already made up their minds who will vote for this, and the other 92 to 98% of voters are not likely to change their minds. You know, there's probably some truth in that. I don't think the total is quite as high as 92 to 98% because we're seeing such a large, large early voting turnout in person at the polls in some of these states.
Well, exactly. And we've seen a lot of Democrats literally just walk away from the Democrat Party.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, and usually the explanation sounds pretty similar, Captain. It's typically the idea that I don't recognize my party anymore. This isn't the party for me. They've gone down some other road.
Now, a friend of mine right here in Tampa at a major polling location was doing an exit poll outside the poll.
Mm-hmm.
And 80% of the people they polled, of a couple of hundred people, 80% said they voted for Donald Trump.
Wow. Really?
Early voting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, I'm not going to say that's the case everywhere, and I'm not going to say that that's the norm, but I'm telling you that's what he found out, and he was shocked. He thought it might be 50-50, 55-45, something like that, 80%.
Well, that is a very interesting. And of course, when we look across the highways and byways, Captain, we see the enthusiasm. We see that critical mass building up for President Trump. It's very difficult to go find that kind of thing for Joe Biden unless you're looking at a media website, a news, one of the news channels, or if you're looking at some of these polls from the mainstream media. That's seems to be the only place it seems to be happening.
Yeah. Now let's talk about COVID-19 in a couple of respects here. First of all, Dr. Scott Atlas yesterday dismissed Dr. Anthony Fauci as only one person on the task force when little Dr. Fauci shows up on TV on these liberal networks and starts rendering his opinion. He's speaking for himself, not for the commission.
Well, exactly right. Well, Dr. Fauci has become basically
a pain in the ass.
Well,
let me say it for you.
I was going to say celebrity, but in his own right. And so, right. So now it becomes, well, what does Dr. Fauci say? And he wants to go out and sort of, he's just, you know, he's able to sort of enjoy the limelight. But it goes beyond what the real work is supposed to be about.
And Larry Kudlow yesterday on an interview on Newsmax TV came out and said there are considerable policy differences preventing the COVID stimulus deal, bill. They're going to try to get something done. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is talking to the Nancy Pelosi people. They're trying to get something done. They got they think this weekend they may or may not be able to get something done. They're up to $2 trillion, the numbers. They're only $2 billion apart or something like that, but they're up to $2 trillion. They got to stop monkeying around and get this done because, Nancy, you're holding up the country. There are people, 34 million U.S. adults right now, live in households where they find it very difficult to pay for, of all things, food after they pay their rent, their electric, and whatever else. How about that?
Well, exactly. This is a very, very serious thing, and it should not be held up in order to help blue, you know, friends of Pelosi to actually balance their budgets.
Hell no.
Well, that were actually pre-COVID problems to begin with for them. If this isn't all about just COVID hit and now they've got problems. This, as I understand, extends before that.
Yeah, and they've got money they put back in there for Planned Parenthood back in this thing that was taken out, remember?
Right.
Nancy's thrown it right back in there again.
Yeah, it's in other words, that's just another day at the office for Nancy Pelosi, and that's what the American people are getting really, really tired of.
All right, let me go to the phones real quick. Dan DeMann's on the line from Lafayette, Indiana. What's going on?
Not much. They'll never get anything passed in the House unless they bail out the blue states. That's just it. She wants the blue states bailed out so they can keep doing the same stupid things they've been doing for decades.
And you say?
And I say this. A physicist told me this, a friend of mine. Speed of light travels at 188,000 miles a second. If you travel that rate of speed for one 365 day year, you have traveled 6 trillion miles. We have spent $188,000 a second for the whole year of 2020.
Okay, Dan, I gotta let you go because the computer's gonna cut you off right now. There you go, right there. There went the computer. Going to a break. Got the Truckers Highway Fiber Report coming up. And Dan, if you want to call me back when Denise comes back on. That'd be a great opportunity for you.
You're
I'll
listening
be right
to
back.
The Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's Donna Fiducia. And thank you very much, Donna, for doing that. And hello to everybody up there in the Fort Benning, Georgia area. A big hoo-ha out there to all of you guys and gals there at Fort Benning. We appreciate being able to talk to you every night on the radio here. Now, the other thing is, let's also take into consideration that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is on the air. We're going to tell you about the snow, and yeah, there's snow up in them our hills up to the north, and it's brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. All you got to do is pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and become a member of the Drivers Club at the Pilot or Flying J. You'll get a lot of benefits that way. Get points for the fuel you buy, the food you eat, the stuff you buy in the store. Get a discount on different things, and also get a chance to grab some other stuff along the way with the prizes and things that they have. All right, we are going to get going here, and this is another Robert Palmer song, and it was kind of the beginning of an era, and here we go.
that's Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love. And that, you know, Kyle, that brought on a series of songs because, again, all these girls are dressed alike and they all look alike.
Well, that's right. And as I recall the story, they didn't really intend it at first, but I think the makeup artist did all the girls in this dramatic makeup with their hair pulled back the way you see them on the video. And what it did is it created a signature look for a lot of Robert Palmer's videos to come. And I think they even used some of the same girls in the videos. And so it really did become a thing for him. Yeah.
Well, let's go from girls to a snowstorm. Heavy snow will develop overnight in the Dakotas and move into northern Minnesota on Thursday. Light sleet and freezing rain accumulations will be possible south of the area of the heavy snow from South Dakota into central Minnesota. Now, bitter cold temperatures are going to follow this weekend, along with another storm coming in to the Pacific Northwest as we speak, starting Friday and moving down the Rockies through Monday. Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, you're right, Captain. Up in the north, in the northwest of the country, especially this weather advisory in the Spokane area, we've got a strong early season storm coming in Friday. Potential for moderate to heavy snow, maybe accumulations of 6 to 12 inches in some places. And of course, right now tonight, Captain, the state of Montana is covered in either winter weather advisories, winter storm watches, or winter storm warnings. Snow in some places, like right now, we understand it should be snowing in Great Falls with a temperature of about 24 degrees there in Montana. Missoula looking for a high of 33 on Thursday. Snow coming in Friday and Saturday. Helena, a high of 26, also snow on Saturday. Butte with a high of 25, snow also coming in on Saturday. So if you're traveling across I-94, I-90, all through the state of Montana, you've got some real problems. And, of course, as we travel on over into Idaho, if you're going through 4th of July, you could have some blizzard conditions, we understand, that could be coming up. Also at Cabbage, you want to be very careful as well. As we travel on in through Washington, we've got winter storm watch over almost all the state. We do have a frost advisory near Seattle, traveling all the way down through the 5 freeway, through Portland, in Oregon, Salem, Eugene, all the way to the California border. We've also got, and get this, if you're traveling along I-84 from Twin Falls heading west, northwest towards Boise, you've got a freeze warning as well. So as the captain always says, be sure that you've got the fuel mixture and all that just right, because it could be freezing temperatures there. Fire weather warning in central Utah. We still have air quality alerts near Denver because of the fires that have been burning there, the Cal Wood fire, and a fire weather warning in New Mexico. Cooler temperatures, a little bit cooler in the southwest, and by that I mean below 100 degrees, but more cooler and moderate temperatures in Southern California. Fire weather warnings continue in Northern California.
And here we go, along I-90 and I-94, going east of Montana, across North Dakota, all the way across Fargo to Bismarck. You've got a winter storm warning all the way right into the Twin Cities. Life is going to get interesting there if it isn't already. You've got snow to the north of there. You've got snow and freezing rain and sleet to the south of there down on an I-90. And it goes over into Minnesota, also the northern part of Wisconsin right now, the upper peninsula of Michigan. They are getting snow. And you've got fog and lots of it right now. This is really weird, because if you're on I-70 from the Colorado-Kansas border, I-70, and you're going across all the way into the central part of Indiana, almost to Ohio, you're going to have dense fog all the way. And there's some fog up north of I-70 in Nebraska and in Iowa, across the southern and central parts, not quite up to I-80. You've also got fog along the eastern seaboard tonight, Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Delaware, Maryland, spotty down to Virginia. You've got rain along the eastern side of Florida tonight. You've got the surf all churned up with a ripped current warning from South Florida all the way up to central Georgia tonight. So be advised, that probably is going to make it a little rough out there on the ocean if you're going out in a boat. But that's what you got. And Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, and you guys and gals up there on I-90 and I-94 going west to Chicago, number one, make sure your fuel is right, and number two, be prepared. You're going to be in winter weather, big-time winter snowstorm coming across, and another one right behind it coming through the Washington State area, coming east over the weekend. All right, now we'll go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
You wrote an article. Right about the time, I guess, D and I, John Ratliff, came out and told us, the director, that we had some real big-time problems with Iran, and we're going to get into that, too. But Hunter Biden's laptop was originally looked at in 2019 for money laundering?
Yes.
Okay.
It is something called 272, which is... there's integrity in the numbers that they assign with the case number. So 272 is money laundering. And SUA means specified unknown activity, which means that they have specific activity that they're looking for. Now, this could relate to a couple of things, and I'm just guessing. One could certainly be the matter of the relationship that the Bidens had with this Kazakhstani Kazakh oligarch. It could be with the woman who was the ex-wife of the mayor of Moscow, or it could be trafficking. Now, this all happened in late 2019 because the subpoena to Mr. Isaac, who is the computer repair guy, he received a subpoena on December the 9th for testimony. So this happened before December the 9th. Now, you have to kind of go back in space and time, because we were walking into impeachment.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to continue the conversation about that. Plus, we're also going to talk about the Iranians and what's going on with our voter registration base. Wait till you hear this one and how they got a message out about the Proud Boys, which isn't true. And the DNI director, Mr. Ratliff, is saying that that is Iran that put that out there. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.